Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Well, lucky you and lucky me. We get to spend some time together today. We've been doing so many incredible shows. We've been doing all of these group shows. We've had a kajillion authors doing like the coolest things, and we've had everything. And guess what? It's me and you today. I know. I don't think I do enough of those. And I was talking to Carmel about how I think she should interview me. But what we're going to do today is we're going to just dive into a little bit of stuff. I mean, the show's called Mission Accepted, right? So before you can create a platform for other people to talk about their mission, you have to create the platform. And I find, you know, I've been doing this entrepreneurial thing. I think we're going into a couple of digits now, but we're well into a couple of decades plus. And what makes you do certain things? And lately, we have been doing some celebrity-based events, and we've been going to celebrity-based events as part of our innovative form of marketing. So people are like, oh my gosh, what dress did you wear? What was that like? And I get a lot of why. Why would you go there? Now, I think the assumption is that it's amazing and it's the Oscars and it's the Emmys, and why wouldn't you? And I would say that to you as well, particularly if you had a business and you had an opportunity to go be somewhere where you think that you're going to have a lot of exposure, then why wouldn't you go? But there's a lot of reasons why people say no. And there's always the behind the scenes, like what happens behind the scenes and what's going on in your mind when you make that kind of decision. So it's kind of like the truth about going to the awards show. What's that really like? How does that really benefit you? Or is it just something that you didn't have on your bucket list that you should put on your bucket list because it was that kind of experience? And I was saying that as we were getting closer to the date, I was like, and I'll tell you about the work that it took to get there. But as I was getting closer to the date and I was talking to people, like, oh, even if this experience is one of those experiences, like when I wanted to go to the Kenny Chesney concert and it was in Vegas and none of my girlfriends like country. And I was like, come on, come to the Kenny Chesney concert with me. They're like, you go have a good time. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to Vegas by myself. I'm going to Vegas by myself. So what am I going to do? And so then I started to kind of research what are the things to do. And I was like, oh, I could learn how to fly a glider plane. Never wanted to learn how to fly a glider plane. Didn't cross my mind. I've got 4 treasure map boards, you know, double-sided, by the way. There's not a glider plane on those. And I was like, I'm going to learn how to fly a glider plane. Okay. Just one of those things that you didn't know was on your bucket list. But after you do it, you're like, oh, I want to put it on my bucket list again now because it was so good. And that's kind of what it was like when the opportunity came up. I've been in business for a while. I love innovative marketing. I love creative ideas. I love expanding. And because I've been doing this for a while, I really understand that I believe that marketing and media and different places that you play, and people talk about sitting at the right table with the right people and stretching yourself to significance. I talk about that a lot, that putting yourself in uncomfortable positions tends to burst the ceiling level. And what I mean by that is, having a lot of, you know, relationships with direct sales companies and doing training in direct sales companies and having my own, is that people would be running for a check or a bonus or a trip or something. And that run was intense amount of work in a short period of time. And what would happen is almost be combustion to their paycheck, combustion to their personal development, combustion to their growth, because you're putting yourself under pressure, right? And people use the example of a diamond. But really what it does is sometimes you need that, what we call a run, or something really different or something really uncomfortable to combust yourself. So sometimes people call them limiting beliefs or what have you, and you can do all sorts of work on them. And sometimes you just go for it. right? I kind of always go, okay, we're just going to do the Nike thing and we're just going to go for it. We're going to know we're uncomfortable. We're going to be like swimming in an ocean we haven't swam before. And we've got experience of doing things like that before. So you know what? We're going to come out alive. Right? We're going to come out alive. That's kind of what it was like when I got the opportunity to go to, first it was the Emmys. And to be able to have representation there in a gifting suite. And of course, you know, my project that we're working on, I'll let you hear a lot right now, is about the 262 book. And I thought, how incredible to be able to get our book into the hands of people that have that different table that people talk about, that different circle that people talk about, and having that exposure, not only having it for us, but having it as a representation for all of the women in the book, because really representation and exposure, it's kind of what we're doing, right? Like that's kind of what we're doing. If you have something that you're passionate about and you're trying to get the word out, well, you're trying to get the word out. And then there's always been this philosophy that I've had. I mean, for a long time, you know, I obviously talk to people in business and they're like, if I could just get this person to take a look at what I'm doing, or if I could, oh my gosh, could you imagine being on the Drew Barrymore show? How incredible would that? I mean, personally, I'd love to be on the Drew Barrymore show. That chick is uber cool. In the day, it used to be like, oh my gosh, I'd love to get onto Oprah. If I could have an opportunity with Oprah, if I could have a picture with Oprah, if I could, you know, all of that. Oh my gosh, for me, Gwyneth Paltrow. I'd love Gwyneth Paltrow, Sandra Bullock. I mean, you know, all the cool things. If you say Sandra Bullock, you got to say Keanu Reeves. You know what I mean? Like there's these people that you would love to meet. And they're like, if I could just get my project, if I could just get them to wear my jacket, if I could just get them, if I sold sunglasses, and we all know I don't do that, but, oh wow, a watch, or I get them to tell my story. I want to turn my book into a movie. Like if I could just. And I'm like, you know what? Sometimes you just got to pick yourself up and go to them. And that's what I thought of the opportunity. I thought, you know, people could sit here and hope and we can pray and meditate and energetically call the vibe in and all those things work. Look at all those things are. I was using a singing bowl for the first time last night that my girlfriend gave me when I was actually at the Oscars event. Heather Taylor, she's amazing. Anyway, so it's like, oh, let's check this out. You know, sat on the couch after my day. I'm like, oh, this is damn good. I mean, so, you know, she wants to get her singing bowls. Ironically, she was there. So you can either wait for people to come to you, or you can push your comfort level and just get yourself there. And when that first opportunity came up, it was like, oh, wow, that's an expensive venture. You're right. That's not like, oh, yeah, sure, let's sign on the dotted line. It took a lot of conversations in my own head. It's like, is it too big? Is it too soon? Is it manageable? And I think the more data points you have behind you and the more, you know, faith that you have that you put those together. When you start doing big projects like that, at least for me, it was people like, oh, you also had a lot of faith. I go, no, I had a lot of faith in faith. Like I was like, okay, I'm going to really believe in really believing because we're going to put it on the line. And not only going to put it on the line, I'm going to put my reputation on the line. I'm going to put my name on the line. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to take the crew with me. I'm like, we're doing this. I'm going to have to lead the insanity and, you know, take care of all the numbers and everything else. And yeah, just have a whole lot of faith, right? So as I take my glasses off when I talk about that, it's an interesting process. I mean, it is a process of personal development. That's where I think where the personal development came in, and then the business development came in, and then we, you know, took it from there. Risk. I think there's most risks that I've ever taken. Most, I'm not saying all, have worked in my favor. The ones that haven't worked in my favor, I've recovered from. Or else I wouldn't be sitting here doing this and I wouldn't have had that opportunity. And I've very much been, if someone's like, how have you done your business of 30 years? I've definitely put the cart before the horse. Like definitely. Like I didn't wait for it all to work out. And I think this was one of those opportunities that you just know that you're not going to get every day. And I felt like we needed to grab it then, even though we could have waited a year. And sometimes that's the right thing to do and you know it and you take that risk. But for, I felt that we were at that risk factor enough that if it didn't work, I could make it work. And I think that just comes with some bit of experience of being in business that if it didn't work, you're going to make it work. You're going to make it the best that you can and get the results that you can. So I think it was really about for us having access to that exposure and not looking at it as a business expense, stress expense, time expense, which it all was, like that was all part of it, but looking at it as a gift. And I think, you know, when you see things coming to you as an opportunity and it feels like a gift, it probably is. And then all the other chatter starts to come in. And it just really depends on how capable you are of dealing with your chatter. Really, I think that's a big part of it. And being really careful who you go to for advice on that chatter. When you're going to go do something big like that, or at least for me, I'm not going to go and take the advice of people that have never taken big risks, because that's probably not a smart idea. Because they probably come from a, you know, they have a different level of risk tolerance, and you're going to go make a big risk and you're going to go ask someone who doesn't risk. That doesn't make sense. Or so I always say, just like, be really cautious who you talk to and careful who you talk to. You know, that's when you talk up, not peer. So there's a lot of cool people I have in my life that we're all same. But if they haven't done that, I'm not going to go there. We utilize people for different things in our lives. So I don't want to go too deep on that, but it was a big personal development piece in the back end. And then it was rallying people to go with, right? And now everyone's like, oh my gosh, I'd love to go to the Emmys. I'd love to go to the Oscars. But they also had to go through that process, because when we come together, it's a pay to play, you know, because it's a pay. And then you'd start to divide that pay and start to go over. We went over as a movement, right? And so there was, you know, 4, 5, 6 of us that represented that movement, and everybody had to participate in that fiscal thing. So I had to go through a big fiscal conversation in my head, and then these people had to go through a fiscal conversation in their head. There was something really cool about doing it together, though. You were not just doing it together from the, hey, we're all going to pitch in and set up the tables. It was like we all had our own personal development, and we knew when we came to that table, and I think that's when they talk about, you know, sitting at that right table, is that we all knew what it took to get there. We all know that we earned to get there. We deserved to be there. And we all knew that it was either a fiscal, financial, emotional, personal development. There was something that there was some tension about. And so the interesting thing was, it really became infrastructure at that point. So once you realize that you're going to be at an event like that, then for us, we just treated it like a trade show. Like, we need the table, we need the this, we need the that, we need the sign-up sheets, what do we need, and everything. And first, before we did that, we started to set intentions. And so what do we want from this show? What do we expect from this show? And giving it its proper time frame up to that show, so we could all adjust and move accordingly while we're running our businesses, while we're running our families, while we're doing the thing. There's this big, expensive, extra person living in your living room, because you think about it a lot, because it's big. And once you start to have it come out of your mouth, once you start saying you're going to the Emmys, you're going to the Oscars, and then the bar rises, right? And then all of the media and all of the marketing that you need to do pre starts to come into play. So, you know, a lot of the work, it was hard work being on that floor. I mean, no kidding. It wasn't like, you know, champagne and caviar. It was, we were working, and yeah, there was champagne and caviar, but we were working, we were on it. We had a mission. We had a vision. You know, the last time we went to Oscars, there was like eight of us tables. And we were like, energetically tag teaming and go there and go here. And there was this collective movement, but everyone also was in this individual place of, what am I doing here? Why am I doing here? And then everyone just let go and got into the experience, and it was going to be what it is. You can only control things to a certain degree. And then you go with the flow. That's kind of what we chose to do, but all intentional. So really it was a lot of work ahead of time. And now that we're in the aftermath, is probably the largest piece of work, I would say, beforehand, because you have all the extra nerves and stress about going and expectations and, oh, this is on my shoulders and what am I going to do? And some people like, wow, how am I going to get my ROI and the return and all of that? So I'm kind of giving you this bird's eye view into the back of what it is, because when you look on social media, you look on papers, you look on magazines, you look on podcasts, you look on all the things that we're on, it's very glamorous. And it is very glamorous, and it is really beautiful, and it felt really different. And I'm going to tell you what I mean by different, because a lot of us had perceptions, right? Celebrities are illusionary. You only get access to them through their agent or that kind of thing. That's why you pay the kind of money to have full access to them. And the first time we went, I think everyone was very surprised at how incredibly generous with their time, generous with their, you know, they didn't just come by, hi, what are you doing? Cool, great, picture, thanks, have a good life. I mean, it wasn't like that at all. You were so backlogged with people that wanted to talk to you that were celebrities that had these hosts with them. So the host had the name and who they were, that kind of thing, and say, hey, let me introduce this person from this show, because you can't expect to know everything. But that was part of the pre-work. You know, we were finding out who was going to be attending the event, and following them on social, and, you know, commenting on their things and starting to build relationships so that if, and hopefully they do, when they see you, they go follow you and they're like, wow, this person's following me. And it warms the connection, right? It warms the connection. And I really think it was all of that, just really warming the connection. So a lot of the work, like I said, came beforehand, but once you're on, and one of the big surprises on every time that we've gone has been the quality and quantity of conversation and time that they'll spend with you. And so they're like, yeah, let's get some pictures. Let's do this. That's what you're here for. That's what we're here for. And you know, it didn't hit me until the first time. It was like, they were asked to come. They said yes. They knew exactly what the suite is. They know exactly the expectations of what people have that are there. They're appreciative of you putting your craft and your time and your energy. They know what you're giving costs money. I mean, we, you know, Ocean's gift alone was well over $5,000 to give away in one day. So just to let you know the kind of investment, and that doesn't cover anything or hotels or this or that or the booth or what have you. So it's not a small investment by any sense, right? You still have to be vetted. They don't want just anyone there. I mean, there's still that whole criteria, you're vetted, but, and then you have to invest and then you have to invest and then you have to go and then you have to eat and you have to do all the time. So really when people are like, was it worth it? They're probably not even realizing the time and the energy and the money that it took to what that word worth meant. But the experiences that you have with the celebrities, because, you know, even in our book, you know, it's, 262 women, entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs, creatives, and media. And the majority of our book is full of self-funding, and people don't realize that celebrities are self-funding. They think they have, you know, and a lot of them, they have agents, they get them auditions and all the things, but they're still self-funding. You know, there's a really cool woman that, she came and spoke, and she's a 5-time Emmy Award winner, and she's now looking for her next project. I mean, that's what entrepreneurs do, right? We look for our next sale or next client or next project or whatever it is that we're doing. So it's really not different. And there's a really cool level of respect between creative to creative. There really was. It was like, there was no hierarchy. I think maybe there was one person in the last two events that we went to, we were like, well, she's pretty into what she does. Right? And she made that very clear. And we're like, you know, peace, groovy you, you know, no big deal. That's life, right? But out of two whole events, it was, how can I help you? And it was really shocking to everybody just how open that conversation was and how incredible that conversation was. So to say like, you know, how did we get here? I mean, that's like, how do you build a business? And there was people there, like, you know, my son was he's now in his second year of business. There was three women that were there that came from, happened to be 262 sisters that had just finished writing their book. They were probably authors less than 3 months that decided to go there, but they'd been in business for a while. They were very aware of what they're putting out there. You don't have to wait. I mean, that's the beautiful thing. And I think that's also one of the things that was really attractive, is that these are the opportunities that we have now, if you're willing to take them. And obviously being very pioneering, it's a very pioneering decision to go and do something that's not commonplace. It's probably more expensive now than it might be in the future, right? Because it's new. There's different ways that you learn how to do it each time you go. So that's a big chunk of money to learn. On our second time, we learned so many different things. We probably have 40 more contacts, and it's going to take us to the next event to get through all those contacts and those conversations and what's going to happen. So the question that people want to know as well, is it worth it? Well, you're going to put yourself probably through some financial concern. Depending on how fast you work with that, you might be in a place of abundance, 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 and that might not be an issue for you. So at some point though, you're probably going to decide, are these tens of thousands of dollars worth it to go there? So even that conversation, what it is. So you've got that conversation, but you know, is it worth it? Your time also, you're going to put your time into that. So how much time does it take to prepare? If you don't have a marketing team and all the things, what are you going to do? We're super, you know, I'd say we're super fortunate. Everyone that I knew that went, we all put ourselves into a WhatsApp group, and I did some leading out because I was there before. And so we kind of went through what to expect mentally. You know, when does the goblins tend to show up? Is someone there when the goblins show up that says, you're not good enough, or what am I doing here, or what did I think I was doing? And I don't really care how far along you are in the game. At a certain point, when you stretch yourself more than twice of what you're doing, right? This was like a four. This was, you know, when people are like, oh, you want a 10x your business? Well, you want a 10x your fear? Go do one of those, right? Because it's going to sound good and feel good. And then you go, what did I do? And you have to have people to help you with the goblins, unless you're really, really well versed and self-observant, because all of a sudden you'll start to sabotage. All those things came up. And so we had a group where everybody just kept everybody on point emotionally and structurally. And this is where we're meeting. And it was all really cool. So it was advantageous to do something like that with some cool people that you know. So I really recommend that. But the question is, was it worth it? I absolutely feel like it was worth it, enough to the point that, and I always say this, it's so funny. I teach a trade show class, right? And really, I look at this like a trade show. And honestly, it is a trade show. When you go and you present, for me, it's a trade show, live trade show, walking through a trade show, whatever, it doesn't matter. And I always say, if you walk away from a trade event and you don't say, I would pay double for that, you're probably not doing the trade event in a way that you could or should be, without shooting or coulding on anybody. But there's ways to do things that optimize it, and there's ways that don't, right? If you're walking away going, oh, that was kind of cool, I met some neat people, you probably have some room to grow, right? So we grew from our first time to our second time, and we're excited to go back the third time because we maximize and optimize by having something under our feet. So sometimes you got to be willing to invest and learn, and then invest and optimize. And that's absolutely our experience. Did we optimize from the first time? Yes, absolutely. Those kind of things posture your business. And you can't really, it's not tangible. I always say that media is the instant long game, right? So, wow, it looks really great. You've got, I mean, we have a year's worth of social content for sure. Like if you're like, oh, I don't know what to post or this or that, or, you know, I'm doing 45 items over here, or I'm doing, you know, 30 podcasts, you know, a year, and I'm not getting. You could go do one big event and you could fill your pipeline full of leads, conversations, pictures. Well, we haven't launched it yet. Well, by the time you see this, we'll have launched a new website, right? And so that new website has pictures from the Emmys that we did. So photography and all those things. That from that standpoint, definitely worth it. Connections, definitely worth it. People seeing you in that circle, having those conversations, it embellishes and confirms your validity in your business. Why? Because you have to be vetted. Like you, they just know you're not sitting in those circles having those conversations if you haven't gone through that. So definitely from the perception, which is an actual perception, not a facade perception, you know, it's not like a fake show or an AI celebrity, you know what I mean? It's like they're right there. It's done so much for our business and so much for all the individual women that went. So lots of personal growth, lots of business development, lots of business learning, lots of business connections, and sitting at a different table and posturing. And I got to tell you, we came back the second time. They were like, oh my gosh, so happy to see you here again. They remembered us from 6 months ago. And I think that was probably one of the most confirming things for them. There's something when you see people over and over again, and they see a lot of people come and go and come and go and you know, do things once. But I'd say that the third time that we do it, we're super excited. And then you always have to, you know, think about the after work as well, and what are you going to do and how you're going to get there. I mean, there wasn't a celebrity that I didn't have a conversation with. I'm like, let me text you that. They're like, okay. And I literally was texting. They're like, okay, just text me. Like, and you think, oh my gosh, if I was to contact this person over social media, because we both have Instagram accounts, and say, hey, I'd love to have a conversation with you, they'd be like, yeah, nice. You know, but because you're there in person and you showed up. You showed up, they showed up. So, for me personally, just to wrap this kind of up, and I wanted to share with you kind of the truth behind the scenes. I went through my own personal development. It was super up there. It was one of the most expensive things that I had done. I've done multiple things. Like I went to Australia for 5 weeks and opened trade shows. I think I did six trade shows in 5 weeks in every different province, whatever. And that was expensive too, in time and energy and effort. And I remember that decision being a super big decision. You have those opportunities, but that blew up my business as well. And this did the same thing as well. So for me, the bigger ones have been really fruitful, but I really needed to do due diligence. And was I tired? Yeah, I was tired, you know. Was I there and like just, hoping everything would go well and this piece and that piece. And oh my gosh, the books, did they arrive? And oh, that didn't, like all that. Absolutely. Absolutely. And then I had, like 15 people with me, and they all had that issue as well. Did we have a good time? We had a great time. Did we bond together? Yes. Did we have success together? Absolutely. Did we go from one event to another event to come home to do a summit? And at the end, you were like, I needed someone to come over. I paid someone to come massage me. I was eating in between clients. I didn't have a proper meal for a long time. It was a flight. Did I have flight anxiety? Oh my gosh, we're going to get on the plane. I've got this event. All those things. Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. But that's what probably made it just so personally rewarding. I mean, we all want smooth. I'll go for smooth, but when you do things like that, things can happen. Like the flight before that, I went to a book launch in New York. It happened to be in January, and they changed my plane, not my flying times. They changed my plane 6 times before I got there. And I got there on a different time with a different plane than I thought. And I'm like, I'm never doing this again. And then your head goes, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. So those are the kind of things that when you take that risk, that you have to kind of have some tolerance for. And so everybody's human. So you're tired, you're exhausted, you hope it works, all the things. You just do it enough times that you actually have control and can bank the odds in your favor. You don't leave, is this going to be successful, to nothing. Even for me, who's very universal, I know I'm going to talk to the right people, but you still orchestrate and strategically plan and reverse engineer and all the things that I do. You guys know that I do. And I kept us up in that 1 to 3%, trimming and trimming and trimming and doing all the activities that would yield us the highest. And same as now. You still do all that. But it's still a risk. But anyways, I just wanted to share with you an insider view on, would you do it? Could you do it? If you want to have a conversation with me, you can. If you feel like you're ready to like take it to the next level, I'm happy to introduce you to the organizers of these events, and then you can go and make that decision yourself and have some fun, and I'll see you on the floor and all that good things. But anyways, so that's, I just thought I'd do a solo show today and answer some of those questions. And because a lot of you out there are doing that risk factor, we talk about risk, we ask entrepreneurs, like, this is not the easiest thing that you've ever done. What made you decide to take the mission? What's the risks? What's the dangers? I mean, it could have flopped. We could have lost a whole chunk of cash. We could have come home with a whole bunch of product. You know what I mean? Lots of things. Lots of things, but it didn't. It turned out to be a very favorable decision. But that's the risk that you take as an entrepreneur. And then you come home and you hope that you get some sleep and catch up and all of that. But it may or may not happen. Okay, thank you so much for being such an incredible podcast audience. Thank you for listening. And I would really love if there's anything on the show that you like. Honestly, please send an email to us or pop something into my text or into my WhatsApp or into my socials, saying that you saw this show or any of the shows. We were talking about that yesterday on the show that we shot, that enough, there's not enough of us that watch podcasts, that get benefit from podcasts, that actually tell the guests or tell the host, because it does help us keep going, right? So anyways, until we talk again, until we see each other again, you be well and stay great.